I'm Steve Scherer with Ross Reynolds, and this is The Record from KUOW.
You know, Steve, in this era of instant access to everything, from arcane historical facts to digitized art by great masters, why have museums? What role do they play? Well, that's something the Seattle Art Museum's Sandra Jackson Dumont thinks about every day, and she's worked hard to make her institution accessible to a wider audience. To that end, she started the popular Remix and Teen Night events at the museum. Jackson Dumont also invited people from all walks of life to give public tours of the things that they love at SAM.
No, that's brilliant, because that's exactly the answer to your question. That's why we need them, for the public interaction. Jackson Dumont has been SAM's education director since 2006, but next month she heads to New York to take on the same job at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Sandra Jackson Dumont told our colleague Marcy Silman she arrived in Seattle just as the final work on the Olympic Sculpture Park was underway.
When I got here, there was just the basic bones of and the base of the Olympic Sculpture Park's pavilion.
Gosh, it seems like that's been here forever. It seems like you've been here forever. There must have been challenges for you when you first came. So what were some of those?
Moving to Seattle, one of the challenges was that it was very different than any place I've ever lived. I grew up in San Francisco proper. I grew up in the Fillmore, which is the heart of San Francisco. But when I moved to Seattle, people said, oh, it's like going home. And I thought, oh, this is great. You know, it's really interesting. Because San Francisco represented like this very progressive, dynamic place where it was also extremely diverse and diverse in perspective, diverse in approach to life. And it also was a very transportation-driven city, so people rode the bus. I rode the bus. We never owned a car in my life. So coming to Seattle was this interesting opportunity. And then I got here, and one, I found it to be like, I mean, it was just, it's gorgeous. One of the challenges was that visually, the visible landscape of people looks so dramatically different than any place I ever lived. Now, there's a tremendous depth of diversity here in Seattle, particularly in the indigenous community and also in the Asian community and also in the white community. But there wasn't a critical mass of blackness that I saw all the time. You know, I could look down the street and not see a depth of brown people, if you will. And that was different for me. And I didn't realize until I moved here how that resonated with me. But that said, the community of people across ethnic populations and interests has just been so welcoming to me. It's just, a lot of people have experienced the Seattle freeze, and I know exactly what they're talking about, but I personally haven't had to experience that because I was welcomed in such an incredible way to this community.
We're sort of like this upstart place, and this museum is the institution, but a new one.
I think Seattle Art Museum, it is the largest institution, the cultural institution in the Pacific Northwest, and so there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. I feel very proud to have been the custodian of a portion of that. I think that culturally, people look to the Seattle Art Museum and hold it accountable in ways that are really interesting. Why aren't you showing this? Why aren't you doing this? You could be doing more of that.
What sense do you get from the general population who you were in contact with of what they wanted this museum to be beyond holding art in the public trust, I guess?
I think people want to be in places that are about the dynamic exchange of ideas and relevance to their lives. I mean, that's what I'm in search of all the time. I'm also in search of magic, and anyone who knows me, that I'm always in search of soul. And when I say that, it sounds very kumbaya, but that is very true. I mean, I only talk about the stuff that I remember. And I'm only interested in memorable things that move me, you know, whether it's a quiet moment that is in front of a work of art and someone happens to walk up to me and start having a conversation, those happenstance moments, or I'm outside of the building and people are standing looking at the work of art on this outside of our facility, or an urban planner is like, wow, this is so fascinating. What did this neighborhood used to look like? And I can count back to even before I even lived in Seattle that this museum trailblazed this neighborhood. I think that people are in search of understanding what role a museum can play in a community, and they've pushed us to have a place in this space. People want to see reflections of themselves, too, and by that, they want to. If you're a musician, you want to see musicians playing here. If you're a poet, you want to go see a poet or hear a poet or see them challenged in ways that they would see themselves, that they wouldn't otherwise see somewhere else. So while, you know, a lot of places say they can't be all things to all people, I think that all places should be in search of communal environments where people can find all aspects of themselves in that location.
The role of a museum in general in America is really different in the 21st century, isn't it?
We are here for the public trust. We are here as custodians of these things, these objects, these snapshots of who we are in this moment, so that in the future we actually can continue to understand ourselves and understand our context in the world. I think it's so important that people really appreciate that. I didn't grow up going to museums like people think I did. My whole existence has been around this idea of like, what? Let's imagine the possibilities of what could exist. I think museums are these like incredible places. Like imagine if there's no one, no place was the custodian of Sun Ra's stuff. 150 years from now, people will be like, you know, no one would even understand that he even existed in the world and that all those people, the collection of people he brought together. That's the role of a museum. When I think about the Arab Spring and how people linked arms around, you know, like their cultural institution, like people get it.
You mentioned that you're all about moments and magic and making it happen. So over these 7.5 years, I can think of some moments that you've created that have done that for me, but what are the moments for you that really stick out?
Some of the moments are not very public and visible moments. There was a time when we opened the Downtown Museum, it was really interesting. There's a young lady who lost her bunny in the museum. And it was during the opening festivities. Her father contacted us and we sent it back and we put it in like a Sam little backpack and the bunny was poking out of it. And for us, it was just like, oh, let's, you know, this would be a sweet gesture for this little girl. And then the father called us and said, thank you, but also said, wow, you know, it was so interesting, like listening to my daughter talk about what she imagined her bunny doing the night before when the bunny was in the museum all by him or herself. And when he asked her further questions, she said, oh, you know, he played with the moose that was in the pink water and the big rat. Oh, I wonder what the bunny and the big rat talked about. Like it could be a children's book, if you will. But it's like those kind of moments where I imagine when that kid is probably 30, 40, 50 years old, I wonder what they'll think about the museum.
What are you going to miss the most?
I'll miss how I've been embraced here in terms of collaboration, and people have joined me in doing some of the things that they never thought a museum would do, or invited me to participate in something that they thought might be interesting. It's an amazing place for experimentation, and not every place can you say that this extremely eclectic group of people. People have done stuff that they're like, oh, I don't know if I should do that, if I can do that. Like, I've invited people, the most uncanny people to talk about art, or the most opinionated people to talk about art. And they're just totally like, oh, I don't do that. And then they do it. And then they're inspired and they have a different connection. I'm going to miss people being down for the challenge. I'm going to miss that. Yeah.
Seattle Art Museum Education Director Sandra Jackson Dumont. She spoke to our colleague, Marcy Soman. She's heading to MoMA to take on the same job there. With Ross Reynolds, I'm Steve Scher. I was going to make a joke, but I didn't. Stay with us. More of The Record coming up, right? Steve
That's
Ross?
That's right. Yep. With Ross Reynolds, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.